I'm Mitch Wertlieb, and this is VPR News. What does it mean to find art in an unexpected place? Well, when an object is part of our everyday lives, the transformation can be surprising. As VPR's Steve Zinn reports, a Rochester artist has spent the past 18 months creating a collection of painted footwear that elicits an oh-wow response from the people who see it.
Shoe boxes and stuff will get squeezed by.
To visit Rick Skogsberg, you climb the steep, narrow stairs leading to an upstairs apartment in Rochester Village and squeeze down a hallway stacked with shoeboxes. You enter a room whose walls are covered with Skogsberg's artwork, including dozens of paper plates with intricate hand-painted black-and-white designs. But since spring of last year, Skogsberg has been painting nothing but footwear.
It feels like what I've been doing my whole life has prepared me to present these pre-made sculptures, in essence.
Skogsberg sits on a bed strewn with Ziploc bags and Tupperware containers filled with markers. He chooses one and begins to draw on a plain-looking brown boot he holds in his lap.
On this, I would make some bold move, like the white or a black marker, and I can show you how that happens.
The 68-year-old Skogsberg says this all began, innocently enough, when he saw an online photo of some Oxford shoes, which he remembered from college. He ordered a few pairs. Well, more than a few.
Very quickly, I had 9 pairs of shoes in my size, you know, that I'd bought on the internet because I couldn't help it. You know, I just loved them so much. In fact, my daughter came to visit me, and I had to hide half of them in the closet because I didn't know what I was going to say, you know. Well, nothing can be around me for very long without getting drawn on.
And so we started drawing on the shoes, using the markers to create colorful designs on the heels and edges of the soles, and then moving up to draw on the leather. So far, Skogsberg has painted more than 300 pairs of boots and shoes, men's and women's styles, from newly manufactured retail cast-offs to secondhand store bargains. Every pair Skogsberg has painted is different, and every shoe or boot in a pair is unique. The work is meticulous but not planned. He doesn't use sketches or premeditated ideas. And while the designs are spontaneous, they're not random.
I'm trying to make them look like they mean something, you know. All these things are supposed to look like something iconic, a deeply felt sense of something to these marks.
Some of Skogsberg's boots have designs reminiscent of natural forms, like leaves. Others are dizzying bits of psychedelia or angular patterns that recall Native American art. There are nods to different artistic styles, from abstract to graffiti art.
Like these. These are a classic of contemporary fine art. It looks like a bunch of scribbles, but that's what an urban wall looks like, in fact. And, you know, I end up looking like not one graffiti writer, but all of them together, you know, including the sanitation department and everything else that's defaced that wall or whatever it is.
Skogsberg says these cultural and artistic references make his work something more than decorative. And while the shoes have been transformed into works of art, they remain functional.
It's an undecided question. Is it fine art or is it wearable art?
Skogsberg says he spent much of his life living hand-to-mouth, except for a couple of decent-paying jobs. He studied and wrote poetry and lived for many years at the Quarry Hill Commune in Rochester. He didn't think of himself as an artist until he saw the drawings of R. Crumb and others in Zap Comics in the late 1960s.
And I realized that you didn't have to be able to draw, so to speak, to do art. So that's what I took for my thing, was doing non-representational. I called it abstract cartooning.
Skogsberg has never really had a public audience for his work before now, but the reaction to the shoes has been encouraging.
It was really obvious right from the beginning that it was something special. It wasn't just me that loved them, but everybody loved them.
Skogsberg has given away a few dozen examples of his work, but he recently sold a pair for $2,000. And that may be just the beginning. The shoes will be shown at a prestigious juried exhibition in Miami, Florida next month. Annie Mackay, the director and owner of Big Town Gallery in Rochester, will be the one showing Skogsberg's work. Mackay says Skogsberg has hit on a unique form that immediately gets people's attention. After the initial surprise, those who see the shoes discover there's depth to the work.
Everything shows up in this. It has a sort of a street quality to it that is also very appealing, yet it has a beautiful style to it.
Even Skogsberg experiences something of the delight others have felt on seeing his work.
I mean, I love it. It just really knocks me out.
If the Miami show goes as he hopes, many more people will be responding that way to Skogsberg's painted footwear. For VPR News, I'm Steve Zind.